So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me. I'm just so thrilled about today. This is a Friday with Daria, and you know what's going to happen. I know this is going to happen for you. As you go throughout your week, you're just going to have that little sense of, oh my goodness, is it Friday yet? Which now we really get to have that, and I'm so excited that Daria is here with me. Daria Hansen is a consciousness facilitator, a brilliant being of light, and she's here with me on Fridays. So today, Daria, what would you like to chat about? I think you were saying something I couldn't even hear when we were doing our prep.
Well, thank you for having me on the radio again. And yeah, I suggested what if we had a conversation about becoming useless today? Because it's something that most people cannot even hear. Like you said, you didn't even hear what I said, or conceptualize or apply in their life that could create a lot more for them and a lot more ease and joy in their undertakings and their job places and their families, relationships. You name the field, this one tool might change a lot of dynamics.
Okay, why don't you say it one more time?
Well, let me put it this way. Most people try to make themselves useful and they want to prove they have value. And that's their hierarchy of value, basically. Whoever's useful is valuable. So what I'm looking at, what's the one thing that from your point of view that makes you most useful in your job? And I'm looking at myself in all the projects that I have been part of in throughout my life. It has been the way I have put value to myself based on what value I brought to the project, meaning how useful I was. And once I was not required or needed, and I have set up systems and ways to operate the business that worked with ease and smoothly, I felt like my value was gone. I wasn't required there anymore. And very often I used to go in a judgment or quit that project because I didn't see the value of me there anymore. But what if that's not true? And what if that's where we could actually expand into a greater contribution to the project, to the relationship, to the systems and areas of our lives that we have never even experienced before? So you may think it's an ability to solve any problem that it's your value. And if you believe that, what do you have to create in order to prove that you are valuable and useful?
I can
Guess
hear,
what? It's problems.
So what I heard in my mind's eye was, my parents just saying that, it almost seems like a broken record, make yourself useful, do something useful. You have to be useful, or it's our job to change the world by being good at what we do. Like, I felt a whole bunch of weight on that.
And most of that actually means you have to do something. Make yourself useful, go do something. It hasn't been ever that anyone in the world asks us, what can you be right now that would contribute? What can you be right now that would allow for this relationship or this job or this position of this project to expand and thrive? It's always been, what can you do? And that's where our value have been lying for the past centuries, is in doing. But if you really look at people who are standing in position of CFO, CEO, that are hired and are paid really well to be for the company, and look at the relationship that actually have worked around you. And most of the relationship that I have seen at work really were based on the being with each other rather than what do we do together or how would you we do together. So it's a different twist to a possibility of living and creating in the world than we have been entrained to.
So, if someone, what are, I guess I'm still not quite perceiving why that would be good or why that would be valuable or
so well,
what that would contribute, because it seems like it's so counterintuitive that it's kind of challenging.
Well, the thing is, if you define your value and how useful you are based on what you do, you will not let anybody do it for you. So you will not hire extra people. You will not ask for help. You won't ask for expertise. You're going to go and explore 101 books and read 1,002 websites. And you're going to have your hands in every single task in the project of your life, making sure things are done the way you would like them to do or have them done. And it's only based on your point of view. So it is kind of limiting. So making yourself useless means you invite others, you show them what you have created, you show them your way of being and doing things, and you ask them what they can contribute to that growth of your business or your relationship or your life, and start doing it together, but without having to control them from a perspective of this is how I want you to do things. So useless is more of the being with every project and every area of your life and your business and having others have your back. So if you truly want your business.
That is so cool, Daria. You know, I need to take a little breath because we only have like 2 minutes left. So take a little breath in our last few minutes. And I think maybe what I'm hearing you say is just this this sense of invitation, and it's perfectly timed. So I love how the podcast is so smart, but it's perfectly timed for me as far as how could things scale up, change, and be different, right?
Yeah. How can you relax into possibility instead of constantly contracting and pushing things to be born through you, only through you? There are some things that need to be born only through you, like babies. But there are things that you can have a whole team of people working with you on and creating with you. And that's where we get stuck. We keep trying to prove to ourselves that we can. And we misinterpret we can as I can. So even if you invite people to do something with you, you still take control over everything. And then others you don't actually let them be useful to
wow.
you.
Wow, that is so awesome. I'm just kind of like sitting here sponging it all in. So tell us in our last minute how we can get a hold of you and how we can find out more about Daria Hansen and all the things that you offer and all the things you be and don't be.
Well, if you ever wonder what else is possible and how else you'd like to create your life and have someone be there with you and suggest possible ways and ask you questions that will open up your knowing of what you can be and create and how you can be and create in the world and basically empower you to know that you know, I'm happy to be there for you if you enjoy my energy and what I've got to offer in this world. And you can find me on DariaHansen.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Daria. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.